From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. With the prospects dim for an Iran nuclear agreement on the original June 30th deadline, U.S. officials launched a new round of talks Monday with a chief nuclear regulator. Secretary of State John Kerry led a delegation in Vienna that met with Yukiya Amano, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. When asked if he expected Iran nuclear negotiators to reach an agreement, Kerry said, "We will see." Notably absent on Monday was Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. He flew back to Tehran late Sunday, but is expected to return to Vienna Tuesday. Kerry and Zarif met several times on Sunday. Kerry met with other officials too, including British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and Germany's Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Concerns about the Greek financial crisis widening to affect the global financial system prompted widespread selling of stocks Monday in Asia, while China's volatile markets were poised to enter a bear market, mainly due to domestic issues. The region's equities markets were the first able to react to the surprise announcement by Athens to call for a national referendum, shut banks, and impose capital controls after the European Central Bank announced Sunday that Greek banks would not be receiving more emergency loans. The benchmark Nikkei 225 index in Tokyo was off nearly 600 points at Monday's close, a drop of almost 2.9%. South Korea's KOSPI dropped more than 1.4% on the day. And there were also significant drops in stock markets from Australia to India. This is VOA News. Voters in Burundi cast ballots in parliament and communal elections Monday following a night of gunfire in the capital and weeks of violent political protests. VOA's East Africa correspondent Gabe Joslow reports.
Voting in Burundi takes place against a backdrop of political turmoil surrounding President Pierre Nkurunziza's plans to run for a third term in office, a move opponents say violates the law. The opposition has boycotted the elections, while protesters have engaged in weeks of demonstrations against the president. A failed coup attempt in April and the assassination of an opposition leader in May have added to a hostile political environment in Bujumbura. A number of high-level Burundian officials have defected or fled in defiance of the president's plans to run for another term. The most recent is the parliament head, who said he fled to Belgium fearing for his life. About 100,000 Burundians have also fled to neighboring countries, fearing violence. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Monday marks 1 year since Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of the Islamic State group, declared what he called an Islamic caliphate stretching across eastern Syria and northern western Iraq, now one of the deadliest areas on earth and the focus of an international effort to combat extremists. The statement calling for Muslims to support the effort vocalized the aspirations of the Sunni militants, who have beheaded hostages, conducted suicide bombings, fought Iraqi and Syrian soldiers. World leaders have repeatedly called for a multidimensional response that mixes the military action with efforts to cut off financing, halt the flow of foreign fighters, and counter the extremists' ability to appeal to a broader audience around the world. One of two inmates who escaped a prison in the U.S. state of New York remained hospitalized Monday, the day after being shot and taken back into custody by police. A hospital official said late Sunday that David Sweat was in critical condition. He spent 23 days eluding authorities after breaking out of the maximum security facility, along with fellow inmate Richard Matt, who died Friday after being shot by a federal agent. Sweat was captured in the town of Constable, New York. Officials expressed relief Sunday after the end of a massive weeks-long manhunt that involved more than 1,300 officers. An unmanned U.S. rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station exploded shortly after liftoff Sunday, sending bits and pieces of its 2,300 kilograms of cargo plunging into the Atlantic Ocean. It was the third time in 8 months that a station shipment had failed. Sunday's failure occurred 2 minutes, 19 seconds into the flight from Cape Canaveral, Florida, when a 63-meter rocket owned by Space Exploration Technologies exploded against a deep blue sky. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.